This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, January 26th. God's word for you today is Implications Part 4. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 40 to 41. And it says, "There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one, and the glory of the earthly is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory." The first implication of light is vision. The second implication is evangelism. The third implication is rapid progress. The fourth implication of light is your light is both a source of his light and a reflection of his light. Those of us who are leaders need to be careful. Let people under you shine their shine based on the capacity of their shine. Do not try to level their shine. Shine cannot be leveled because heaven does not level shine. What heaven does is to make sure that everybody has their own shine. As a leader, I spot shine easily and I allow people to shine their shine. Shine has nothing to do with age. Sometimes God goes to the youngest one and gives him or her the biggest shine. Shine has nothing to do with husband or wife. Sometimes God gives the wife the shine and the husband has to get used to it because he has his own shine. Sometimes God gives the husband the shine. The wife has to get used to it because she also has her own shine. Shine your shine and let people shine their shine. Other people's shine should not overshadow your shine, and their shine should not dull your shine, in Jesus' name. If you understand this, the struggle of competing will cease in life. Know this, you are a star and you will shine in the fullness of your brightness. Let the people who cannot stand it go blind. We are all leaders. I believe one of the greatest strengths, qualities of a leader is to identify people's shine and set them free to shine. But an insecure leader who does not know that he or she has he or her own shine too, sees people shining and wants to dull their shine. When people do not understand that they too have their own shine, that is when you find them trying to dull another person's shine. Let everybody shine their shine. I want to encourage you to do a study on the glories of the stars. It will set you free to become the best that God has created you to become, and you will stop apologizing for your shine. The fifth implication of light is no more darkness. No more darkness. The presence of demons is darkness. It comes to an end today. Every demonic influence in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, comes to an end because of God's light. Poverty is darkness. Every form of lack and poverty comes to an end in your life in the name of Jesus. Every form of retrogression is darkness, and it comes to an end now. No more darkness. Isaiah 60 verse 1 to 3 says, "Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see, for the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance. Do you receive it?" Let us pray. Father, because of your light, I have vision, I evangelize, I make rapid progress, I shine brightly, and there is no more darkness in my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.